I can actually see you in the spirit right now with your being freshly open to him, your heart open to him, and he's bathing you in the light of his glory, his presence, his goodness, washing you, and he's removing where there's been pressure held in your nervous system, where there's been difficulty in your emotions, you know, just deeply difficult emotional states that you've been cycling through. He's dissolving it. He's just releasing liquid peace right now. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I have so strongly in my spirit to help take you into a fresh experience with Jesus and to deeply be transformed, like in the core of your being, by the truth of God again as I read it. So where I want us to start, and then we'll go there, is Jesus has been really speaking to me about a very famous scripture that you'll all know. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, not yet seen, right? So faith is the substance. So I want us to go into an experience together today where we become really aware, you become really aware all over again of the moment where everything changes, because it's the moment where faith becomes substance. Whew, holy, wow. Really feeling that. I'm really feeling Holy Spirit on this. I'm so excited, because I know that as this revelation drops and you become aware, this awareness awakens different level inside of you. It's, you become engaged with intentionally what's happening inside of you that causes, like I just said, faith to become substance. And so the whatever it is you're believing for, it becomes the substance and your life changes. So faith is the substance of things not seen, right? It's the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance. It's the substance. So faith is the substance. So the moment you begin to feel faith bubbling up on the inside of you, that, you know, is your, so I'm going to read the word of God to us now. And I want you to, I want to kind of frame us up this way as we start. So as you're listening to the word, pay attention, I encourage you, to faith reigniting, freshly dispensing inside of you. Because obviously, Holy Spirit is the one inside of us that is enabling us by his grace to believe, right? He's the one that is releasing fresh capacity to believe, fresh faith inside of us. So as I read the word, just pay attention to that faith beginning to bubble up, beginning to freshly ignite inside of you. And that moment, so this is the key, that moment that you become aware, oh, I believe that, I trust you, Jesus. And that is the supernatural faith of Jesus freshly dispensing inside of you by Holy Spirit, right? It's that moment that what you're believing for has become substance. The faith has become substance. And so that answer to what you're believing for, the promise of God realized in your life, what you've been trusting him for, trying to believe him for, whatever it is, and you can make this personal today, when that happens, it begins to materialize. It begins to come into being. Faith becomes substance. And then I encourage you, this is what I do and what Holy Spirit has taught me down the years. What I do is then, as soon as that faith ignites inside of me. Ooh, I'm really feeling this strongly. Oh, this is a life-changing key, guys. So as soon as that happens and the faith is alive inside of you again, fresh igniting inside of you, hold that moment. I encourage you through thankfulness, just move straight into gratitude. And then what happens, and we'll go there together, what happens is as you hold the moment that faith is becoming substance, the answer to your prayer, what you're believing for, is now beginning to materialize in the natural realm. Faith has become substance of things hoped for, right? When you start to give thanks, you hold that moment. That's like entering into a co-creating moment with Jesus. And then you begin to enter in, like the scripture says in Hebrews. I'm just going to read that for us right now. Hebrews 4, verse 3 says, for those of us who believe, faith activates the promise and we experience the realm of confident rest. So what I do is the moment I become aware again of faith igniting inside of me, I move into gratitude and thankfulness and hold that moment with Jesus. And then I allow the thankfulness, the gratitude and the faith mingling together to escort me into rest. So just those three components, being aware of the internal supernatural process of what Holy Spirit does inside of us, where we move from prayer and what we're believing for, what we're hoping for, to the ignition of the faith and the process that leads us through into that becoming the manifestation, the experience in our life of answered prayer, of promise realized. And then so from that moment, we then go into rest, because that then brings into our heart's experience that deep knowing, oh, I've got it. You've answered my prayer, Jesus. And I stay in that thankfulness moment and that sink deeper into rest, just savoring the moment, thanking Jesus, enjoying him, worshipping him, just thanking him for his faithfulness, for his goodness, because you now know. When you know in your knower and that faith is bubbling inside of you, moving inside of you, faith is a sensation, right? We feel faith inside. When you're in that moment, just savor the sweetness of the goodness of Jesus. Just enjoy it. You're receiving now into the natural realm, from the spirit realm, the answer to what you've been believing for. Oh, his ways are amazing and they're so simple. And then I sink from there deeper and deeper into the realm of confident rest, like the word says in Hebrews. That realm of confident rest is actually the interior life that Jesus created us to live in, to experience all the time. Because we are a people now that have been graced to walk by faith, right? Not by sight. So not allowing our interior life to be dictated to by our external. So not living by what we see on the outside, but by faith on the inside, in which is supernatural grace anyway, isn't it? In the one who wants to be all sufficient for us, is our source, wants us to step into the experience of that truth. Okay, other scriptures. So as I start to read through the scriptures now, I encourage you to just do this. Just pay attention if you can. I mean, if you're listening this and you're driving, you can do it in your heart while you're driving along. But this is a good one to listen back to as well, over and over, and just adopt this way. I encourage you, just receive these keys today, because it's really, really, this is where life changes. This is where we start to live by faith, not by sight. And then what we believe and then enter into knowing is going to be answered becomes our experience. When you know that you know that you know that you are healed, you experience it. Your heart comes alive You are now ignited afresh in the intention of Jesus's heart, and his spirit is within you. And so what's happened now is your being has opened to receive the touch of the healer, to receive Jesus by his spirit moving through you and bringing shalom, bringing wholeness, where there are areas within your body that need to come back into wholeness, into fullness of health. So you just, faith opens your being to receive from Jesus, and he wants us living all the time in receive mode, trusting in his intention for us, which is wholeness, shalom, nothing missing, right? Nothing missing, no warfare affecting you, no sickness taking so much of your life, you know, being such a difficult thing for many people, many of us to deal with. Whatever it is, you know, a difficult relationship, others sick in your life, financial lack, all the needs that are common to all of us at different times in our lives. Every need is to be met. That's his intention for us as our source. Every need met, the word says, through his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He is the answer to everything, and the mechanism, the way, the supernatural grace we've been given to be able to live in the realm of confident rest, the realm of promises realized, is as we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The second the faith blasts off inside of you, that's the substance of things hoped for. That's the moment that you're promise begins to materialize in this realm, and your life changes, and you can sit internally in rest, in peace, when that knowing blasts off inside of you. You've now received the gift of faith again into your life for that situation, and you're going to see it change. You can feel it. So therefore you can see yourself well. You can see yourself in abundant provision. You can see yourself free of emotional difficulties, of strongholds in your lives. If you're stuck in anger, or if you're stuck in unforgiveness, if you're stuck in reactionary behavior because of what you've experienced in life, you're stuck in trauma, this is the way to get free. That faith ignites inside of you. Your heart is leaning into Jesus again. You're trusting in his goodness. You're trusting in his faithfulness, that there's nothing impossible for him. And bam, in that moment, faith has become the substance. Wow. Come on, Jesus. His ways are amazing. They're amazing. Okay, so pay attention to the movement of faith inside of you as I read through some of the scriptures. This is all Jesus' intention for our life. This is his design for you and me. He is for you. He is not against you ever, ever, ever. He is not distant ever, ever, ever. It's just we numb out to the reality of our union sometimes, don't we, because of the pressures of life. So Hebrews 4:3 again, which I just read, for those of us who believe, faith activates the promise, and we experience the realm of confident rest. Proverbs 1:33. So I'm going to read a combination of the Passion Translation and the Amplified Bible. Proverbs 1:33. But the one, this is, just hear this from coming from Jesus' heart for you. But the one who listens to me will live in undisturbed heavenly peace. The one who listens to me. So I'm just going to say this here to encourage you. I have been living, you've probably heard me say this before, because I have been living with this knowing from some of the experiences that I've been having with Jesus, that the future of ministry, the future of the expression of who we are, is going to be pure Jesus. Him, as we lean into him and rest, and let go and lean on his chest, just like we see John did in the scriptures. He leant against the chest of Jesus. As we do that with our ear inclined to him, just our being open to hearing him. When you do that, you rest into him with your heart open to listen to him. The revelation of what's moving through his heart comes into us. So there's like an infused knowledge. There's an infusion of his love for you, what his heart is communicating to you, the wisdom that you need, the love that you need to be freshly stabilized with, strengthened by. So that's the truth of this scripture. So I encourage you, lean into him, let go, meaning just open your being to him, open your heart again to hear him day by day by day. Give him time. And in the busyness of life throughout the day, just make sure that you're leaning. Am I trusting you, Jesus, with this situation? You know, very often we can tell that we're not trusting because we've got tension in our nervous system. And wherever we're not relaxed, we're not fully trusting. We're holding pressure. We're holding weight of responsibility, right? So I encourage you, just do a check-in with yourself, your heart. Breathe him in. Breathe his presence in. Sink into him. Relax. And we're going to go here a little bit more now in a minute. But just lean your ear on his chest. Lean your being into him. Relax into him. Let go. If you're feeling tense, and as you do this, you notice, like I do this, so, you know, as I lean into him and I let go, I notice where I'm not trusting him and I'm holding myself. I don't even realize, you know, as I go through my day, like we all do. So I encourage you to do that. Let go, lean in, listen, meaning open your heart to him. So paying attention to what he wants to communicate of himself to you and to reassure you with. From him. He wants to carry the weight of the responsibility of your life. He doesn't want you living burdened and oppressed, right? He wants you living full of joy, full of peace, full of life, full of abundant life. So we are contagious for others, full of, you know, just full of Jesus. And so the more we lean, the more he floods through us. Until ultimately, which is what I've been experiencing, he takes possession of us. And the expression of our prophecy, the expression of our word of knowledge, the expression of that touch to the other, the healing that flows from us, the full expression of who Jesus is comes through our life. And it's going to get more and more and more as we go forward into the future. Jesus is taking possession of us. He's taking possession of his bride. He is going to be revealed through us more and more and more as we lean, as we live by faith, not by sight. The more we lean, the more capacity we have to live by faith. The more confident we'll become, the more secure we'll become. Just, do I trust you, Jesus? Dispense your faith afresh through me, reignite it so that I can live continually with your promises being realized, manifesting into my life day by day by day, impossibilities bowing in the presence of you, Jesus, as you ignite that faith through moving through me and you express your life through me. This is our life. This is available for every single one of us more and more and more and more until we are completely consumed with him, completely experiencing our oneness. So this scripture, Proverbs 1:33, but the one who listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace. Pay attention to the faith moving through you as you're listening to this word now, as you're believing. It's beginning to become substance. It's beginning to incarnate into your life experience. So this is obviously for our interior life and also for our external circumstances as Holy Spirit begins to move and answer what we're believing for, the breakthroughs that we need. But the one who listens to me will live undisturbed. Really hear the Lord's heart. This is his desire for your life, undisturbed in a heavenly peace, free from fear, confident and courageous. You will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. That's his design. That's his desire for each one of us. So wherever we're not living in that experience, lean in, let go, rest your head on his chest, open your heart to him and listen and allow that fresh dispensing of faith to bubble up inside of you. And if you are believing this word right now, you know this to be true, but you know there's a bit of a reality gap still between this truth being your full experience and what you're in. Just begin to gather up all the parts of your interior life, like, you know, like gathering up a bunch of children. Just gather up all the areas of your heart and just bring them all into the rest. Bring all of you back. If there's parts of you just freaking out, overwhelmed, stressed out, there's, you know, challenges going on in your life, just gather them all up, like settling children down, a child down, and lean in and let go and open your heart, all parts of you, all parts of your heart. Lean in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because he will speak and he will strengthen you with a fresh infusion of faith. This is another scripture from Proverbs 2, 7 and 8. This is beautiful. For the Lord has a hidden storehouse of wisdom made available to his godly lovers. That's me and you, right? We love him. We love him. We are his godly lovers. So this is his promise. This is to be our experience. A hidden storehouse of wisdom made available for his godly lovers. I want you to really get this and pay attention to the faith inside of you moving as you hear this next verse. He, Jesus, becomes your personal bodyguard as you follow his ways, protecting and guarding you as you choose what is right. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to read that scripture one more time for you. So just open your heart and really digest the meaning of these words. Let that faith just ignite and become substance so that this begins to be your experience. You step into this experience more completely than you ever have. For the Lord has a hidden storehouse of wisdom made available to his godly lovers. He becomes your personal bodyguard as you follow his ways. What are his ways? The core of it is to trust him, is to just trust and rest. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us into this experience now fully, where you become, in our experience, our personal bodyguard. As we follow you in your ways, we trust you. We thank you for your protection, that you guard us as we choose what is right. 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 8, this is the Amplified. Just listen to this truth and pay attention to the faith igniting, because as you're feeling that, it's you're entering into this realm of experience. And God is able, wants to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in him, and have an abundance of every good work and act of charity, kindness, generosity. That is a profound truth, revealing the heart of Jesus to us all over again. He wants to, passionately desires to, and clearly can be our source. He is our source, and he wants you to experience this, every need met in every circumstances, regardless of what the need is. He is the one who's to provide you with all that you need, that you will experience in having complete sufficiency in Him. Complete sufficiency, no matter what. So I just encourage you right now, sink in, lean in, give Him the needs. In the face of this truth, in the context of His word, I can actually see this word wrapping around you and you taking out all of your needs and just giving them to Jesus, one after the other. So I encourage you to do that right now. Just take a moment here. Let this be real for you as faith's rising up in you, as you've listened to that truth and you've agreed with it in your heart. Give Him the needs. Give Him the sickness. Give Him the lack. Give Him the relationships. Give Him your children. Give Him the future. Give Him your safety. As you trust Him, you follow Him in His ways. He becomes your personal bodyguard. He is your protector. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of your covenant, for the power of your love that backs your covenant promises to us. Thank you, Jesus. He really wants you to experience Him. I'm feeling it in my spirit as faithful and true. He wants you to live in the realm of His promises realized. He wants you to become obsessed and possessed by Him, to be living in the enveloping experience of your relationship with Him as the center of your life, as the place you live out from. So what happens is that His presence begins to overflow out from you, bathing everything in your life in Him, transformational power, which is who He is, His spirit of redemption and restoration, healing, deliverance, transformation, touching every part of you, inside of you, and bathing everything in your life with restorative power, with life, life touching, light invading, where there's darkness, where there's any form of lack, degeneration, sickness, can feel it, where there's any kind of death gripping in any way, which is causing degeneration. Wow, can feel Him doing it right now. He's just pouring through and into your life as your heart is choosing to do this. Wow, and for some of you, you may just be taking tiny baby steps because you've really been hurt and you felt disappointed and you've not had the breakthroughs you've believed for. He's just moving now and He's freshly igniting your faith and He's bringing you into such a fresh place of strength in the core of who you are, to really believe Him again, to expect His goodness, to expect your life to be Jesus on display, all the impossibilities bowing and becoming the testimony of Jesus as He's moving through your life. Everything that you've just given Him, I encourage you to one particular thing that you want to see Him move in. Be really specific. Let that faith ignite inside of you. Let that situation be sat in the context of truth, that truth wrapping around it, and transform Him and His word beginning to transform it. Transform it. See yourself free if it's sickness. See the situation as that faith's igniting. Ooh, holy, 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 holy. See the victory. See and feel the freedom. Sit with thankfulness in that moment where faith's igniting. Thank you, Jesus. All fear, He's dissolving. He's literally eradicating all fear with the truth He's just spoken, that He is your bodyguard as you trust Him. He is your bodyguard. He is your protector. He is our savior and healer. He is the solution for everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can actually see you in the spirit right now with your being freshly open to Him, your heart open to Him, and He's bathing you in the light of His glory, His presence, His goodness washing you, and He's removing where there's been pressure held in your nervous system, where there's been difficulty in your emotions, you know, just deeply difficult emotional states that you've been cycling through. He's dissolving it. He's just releasing liquid peace right now, healing away, soothing away fractious emotions. Oof, I can feel Him healing away grief, deep grief, just historic pain or current pain. He's dissolving it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. John 8:32. If you embrace the truth, which is what we're doing right now, it will release true freedom into your lives. So He is releasing true freedom into your life right now, because you're embracing the truth, which essentially is your means you're embracing Jesus, because He is the living word. He is the truth. He said, I am the way, right? The truth and the life. And so as we're embracing through our faith, as we're embracing the truth, what He said, we're embracing reality. We're embracing Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Last scripture, last two scriptures, Luke 1:37, and then Proverbs 4:4. Luke 1:37 says, for nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. And then Proverbs 4:4, never forget my words. If you do everything I teach you, you will reign in life. You will reign in life. You will reign. And this is part of how we reign, how we reign. So I'm just going to do one final thing with you, and I encourage you to do this in your own time as well, and go deep and study. So as you are sinking deeper into Him, you are relaxing into the truth. Faith is ignited on the inside of you. You have paid attention to it. You are aware of it, of the things you are hoping for now becoming substance, beginning to materialize. You're in that state of thankfulness. And do this. Go through and speak from the promises of God, from that place of faith freshly ignited inside of you, sitting the problems in the context of that, and watch as things begin to change dramatically in your life quickly. So as you're doing that, resting in the Lord, thanking Him when the faith ignites, savoring the moment, allowing the gratitude to escort you deeper into rest, as you're just leaning into Jesus with your ear on His chest, I encourage you to do this. So just speak. I'll give you some language and you can do this in your own time. Speak words, I encourage you, in the I am way of saying things. So for example, Jesus, looking with your heart to Jesus as you're saying this, Jesus, I am full of joy because you are within me and you are joy. This is again a game changer for life, family. I tell you, this is amazing. You sit with Jesus, looking at Him on the inside, full of faith, realizing when you do this all over again that He is the solution for everything. Jesus, I am full of divine health because you are in me and you are perfect health. You are divine life. I am whole because you are whole and you are in me. The one who is wholeness is in me. I am full of peace. I am full of shalom, full of wholeness, full of rest, full of peace, because you are peace. You are the Prince of Peace who crushes Satan under our feet, and you are within me. Jesus, I am blessed. I am wealthy. I have access to unlimited wealth and wisdom because you are in me and you are the source of my supply. Jesus, nothing is impossible for me. Nothing, because the one who is the creator is within me. You are within me. Jesus, I am love because you are love. I am all that you are. Like the scripture says, all that Jesus is, so are we in this world now. So I encourage you in your own time, and as we finish today's show, spend time with him. Look at who he is and speak it over yourself as you're talking to him. Jesus, I am your image, therefore I am love. I am boldness. I am fearless. I am authority. I am wisdom. Wow. I am patience. I am kindness. I am goodness. I am abundant life. I can experience you in all these ways because you are within me now. Thank you, Jesus. You are my source of life. You are my very life. You are the substance of my being. And as I commune with you and as I look to you, thank you for taking possession of me, gaining expression through me. I yield my body. I yield my mind. I yield my heart. I yield my life. I yield my relationships. Thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you. Oof, wow. For your word never returning to you void, having not accomplished what you sent it forth into the earth to do. I thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Jesus. So just stay with him. Stay with him. Speak these truths over yourself. Notice as faith is igniting inside of you. That's the moment your life changes, because that is now the substance of things hoped for beginning to manifest into your experience. Thank you, Jesus. Have the most amazing week, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. God bless. Jesus said to me, if I would create a space for him, he would come, and he has. We now have people from all over the world as part of what has now become known as the International Mentoring Community, gathering together at his feet every week, and he is moving powerfully. And I want to invite you to come on this amazing journey together with us. Come and join the IMC.